Scott, thank you.
Thank
I
you.
appreciate you being available today. Enjoyed having dinner last night with you and Sandy. And there's a lot about you and Big Machine that is very similar to our industry in ways that I did not expect. One of the things I heard you say last night that surprised me a little bit is kind of creative destruction. Explain that a little bit to me, how you walk that process through with the contestants from Idol.
Sure. And I think when you look at any opportunity, it's like, okay, how can we go in and maximize the opportunity? And occasionally you have to pull everything apart and destroy it and put it back together. And, you know, in this media moment, you have to figure out what we call the ignition manifest. You know, what is that right moment for disruption? You can't be disruptive just to be disruptive. If I am disruptive enough to go, Art, I need your attention, we better be able to back that up. And so there's preparedness involved with destruction and disruption. And the ignition manifest is all about what is the right entry point? And have you properly manifested the moment? So when I ask for your attention, we're going to turn you on.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just wrote an article for Fortune, and it wasn't creative destruction, but mine was called strategic destruction.
Right.
But in our industry, I was very surprised last night when we talked at dinner how the industry is transforming.
Yes.
The platforms are transforming.
200 miles an hour.
Unbelievable. And to me, from getting a little bit of your perspective on what some of your experiences are, but our industry is also transforming very rapidly. And some of the things that we really, I think, do very well for our clients and where we focus is really what things have been developed in the industry from a financial planning perspective, what companies are really out there being aggressive on development. There's been huge transformation in our industry. So I was very surprised to hear you speak about how you're working through that and you're creating new things. As a matter of fact, I saw you actually took less revenue in one of your strategies with one of your marketing angles with music. Explain that a little bit and why you made a decision to do that and why you thought that would be very profitable, even though you were kind of taking less.
So you're talking about the terrestrial radio agreements? Is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
The idea with that is we are the first record company in the history of the United States to achieve a terrestrial performance right for our artists. And so the first deal was done with Bob Pittman. It was Clear Channel at the time. Now it's iHeart. And the mission was, we're going to be, in just a minute, broadcasting. Not terrestrial, not digital. However you want to say it, it's broadcasting. And I wanted to come up with a way where if you're making a dollar, pay us. If you're not, don't. How can we level the platform so you can take our music and put it as many places as you possibly can? And Bob was of the same mind. And, you know, Bob is one of the, you know, generational icons. We're very lucky to have Bob Pittman back in radio. And we had a conversation the night before the Grammys a few years back. We met the following week. We had the construct of the deal done very quickly. We took an extra 30 days and had our attorneys go through it. Let's make sure this is right. Let's make sure we don't get sued. I called Neil Portnow at NARIS and Grammys said, what bullet don't I see coming?
Yeah.
And it was the one, he goes, what about the unions? And I'm like, what about the unions? He goes, if you're going to get into Sound Exchange and try to recoup against those accounts, the unions are going to come after you. I said, we're not going to do that.
Yeah.
But that was critical. So we gave ourselves extra time and we challenged everybody else, what don't we see coming? And we haven't had any issues. And we now have 5 broadcast companies on that platform. And it's actually increased that revenue line by 0.5.
So that's kind of creative destruction. You know,
you're
developing a new platform,
yeah.
Developing. And to me, that's where the similarities, I was a little surprised. We have to do that for our clients in the financial services
yeah.
industry. And tell me a little bit more also, one of the other similarities I was surprised about, how we have to kind of mentor, you know, our clients. And a lot of things that people have a difficult time doing is seeing themselves at retirement. What does that exactly look like? You know, what does that exactly mean? And you kind of saying, you know, develop crazy and back up from there. And kind of hearing you explain how you're trying to give the idols an opportunity to kind of see themselves 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, and get a piece of that and kind of generate that excitement. Explain to me how that works for you, because I was very surprised at how we do the same thing with our clients for financial planning, because I'm always trying to give them that picture. What does retirement like look like to you, and how do we get you there? Because no one really gets excited about putting $500, $1,000, $10,000 aside. You don't see value to that.
Well, you're excited when it turns into $250,000.
Right, yeah. Of course. But when you can really get them to say, this is my dream at retirement, you know, just like your dad working with horses, you know, that's his dream. He's loving that. So when I can connect with them, the magic happens, the energy happens, and they start getting excited, and then they really start actively getting, you know, serious. And then I get the fulfillment, just like you do with your father, seeing the dreams accomplished, and those clients that are there living that dream, there's no greater feeling than that. So explain to me a little bit about how you process that with the idols.
Well, there's so much about our business that's visualization. From the Big Machine Label Group perspective, we're always living in the now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 18 months from now. Usually our album cycles are about 18 months.
Sure.
And so we've got to keep the pipeline full. We can't just sit back today and go, okay, well, we've got a hit record on Tim McGraw and Rascal Flatts and Brantley Gilbert and Florida Georgia Line and 1,000 Horses. We have to go, okay, that's out. That's in the now. I have this team taking care of that. What's 6 months from now? What's 12 months? What's 18 months? So having the idols visualize what their life can look like after the show.
Sure.
I've been trying so hard to make them understand that on May 14th, all of this goes away.
Right.
This amazing platform of support that wakes you up every day, that takes you to rehearsal, that takes photo shoots for you, that has a Ford activation for you. Understand that if you want to get back to this stage, it's just as much work, but you're going to have to be the center of it. You're going to have to be the one that lays in bed and says, get to Warrior, get up, and get after it.
Yeah, absolutely. I have seen you, and when I look at your history, it's not that old, you know, with Big Machine Records.
Yeah, 10 years old.
You've exploded, but you've kind of done it on a niche platform. You know, you've kind of done it where you're adding that value. And I heard you talk this morning about you wanted to have 5 to 6 artists on that platform. And then when you felt like you could give them that service and you felt like you could give them that quality at that level that separated you from the big labels and the other side of the industry, so to speak. Well, I also heard you say, but maybe we need to develop another platform so we can have another 6 artists that we can support. But you actually created a whole other platform so you could stay true and unique to get that service, but you created another company to be able to do that. We have to do the same thing with our companies. And one thing that I thought was very similar is we're kind of a boutique. And if you see the firms that are doing very well in the financial services industry are the ones that are specializing, adding that value,
right. Doing
that kind of boutique. So give me a little bit about what makes Big Machine special and why you decided to go that direction.
Well, the only way that we could get bigger was to stay small. And what I mean by that is instead of having Big Machine Records have 20 artists, why don't we keep that initial platform and that matrix that works?
Sure.
So 4 to 6 artists, re-engineer, replicate the Valerie Music Company.
Sure.
Re-engineer, re-replicate Republic Nashville. Now we have Dot Records, we have Nash Icon. And so the mission has been specialists, exactly what you're saying. Give everybody every opportunity to succeed. And here's how to do it.
Just let Sandy know I loved meeting with her last night. One thing that struck me, tell us a little bit about music has value. You know, that was something that was neat to me. You work with Sandy. I have the same opportunity. My wife works with me
awesome.
In our business. So
that's great.
That's another similarity I didn't expect that we would have.
Yeah.
Speak a little bit of the music has value and how Sandy has been a part of that and her part of the Big Machine process.
Sure. Last fall, you know, we had a pretty disruptive moment when I pulled all of Taylor's music off of Spotify. And it wasn't that we're against streaming.
Sure.
It's we're against the idea that music is free.
Sure.
Because music isn't free. And so, you know, you can make the argument that music has always been free. Well, it has on the radio. Well, radio uses our music to sell advertising. So
sure.
It has never been free.
Sure.
Okay. So if you're going to use our music in a way that is on demand, that you can listen to it at any time you want, however you want to, well, there's a value attached to that. And the whole idea of these free streaming services, it's going to time out. The model doesn't work. So I think everybody is getting used to the fact that they're going to have to pay for music. And that's what's so great about music has value. It's a great conversation starter. And when you look at how much you have to pay, you pay whatever, whether you're paying for Apple TV or cable or SiriusXM, whatever it is, once you like it and it's established value, it doesn't matter. That's valuable to me. I will give you my $5. I will give you my $10 because I value what you're doing for us. So it's just going to time out, and people, it's just really getting everybody comfortable with the understanding that soon it will be like your cable bill.
Yeah, that'll be a huge change.
Yeah, it'll be a sea change.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Scott, I appreciate it. Thanks for being on the Art of Money Radio. I appreciate it and look forward to speaking with you again.
I love that, the Art of Money.
That's right. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, pal.